According to your word, make my life, my heart, your dwelling place. Dwell in my heart. I want more of you. I want more of you. I'm not satisfied with the level I have right now. I want more of you, Lord. More of you, Lord, in my life. More of you in my heart, oh God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for more of you, Lord. Dwell in my heart. Dwell in my heart. Tabernacle in my heart, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you more than ever before. I need you more, even in this perilous time, I need you. Dwell in my heart, Lord. Dwell in my heart, oh God. Dwell in my heart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you, Lord. Dwell in my heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. I need you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. To see you more clearly. To love you more dearly. And to follow you more nearly, Lord. I need you, Lord. Help me in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Others, we also pray for our sister that is ministering in the shopping. That the Spirit of God will empower her in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said that when Jesus was speaking, he said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that the enemy cannot resist nor gainsay. I want us to pray that the Lord will use her as an instrument to deliver what he has in agenda for that assembly in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray for her and uphold her by the hand of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we commit your daughter at this ministry and shopping today in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that you will strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus. You will touch her mouth with the coal of fire. That you will cause her to deliver what you have, the word for the season, for that assembly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Use her, grant her boldness. Touch her mouth with the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus once again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So we continue with the part four of our series of teaching that we started at the beginning of the month. You remember the prophetic focus for the month? Let's go back to the word of God in the book of Psalms, chapter 119. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 119. Hallelujah. That's our main focus chapter for the month. It's chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Are we there now?
Yes.
Let's start from verse 9. He said, I'm reading from King James Version here. He said, wherewither shall a young man cleanse his way? You see that there's a question mark there. Or how can a young man make his way pure? Or how can a young man walk in the way of the Lord? He said, by taking heed according to thy word. According to thy word. Whose word? The word of God. According to the word of God. He said, how can a man, a young man, cleanse his way? He said, the only way is by taking heed or by giving attention to the word of God. He said in verse 10, he said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. But the key there is that with my whole heart have I sought thee. In verse 10, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart. You see, he said in verse 10 that I sought thee, or I'm seeking you with my whole heart. And he said, after discovering that word, I then make a decision to hide it in my heart so that I will not sin against thee. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to look at the part four of that message today. Preparing for divine encounter. You remember we've been talking about the redemptive benefit. And we said that honor comes before glory. Glory is manifest presence or demonstrated presence. Like we said, the very good example is when you have your perfume at home or your air freshener. If you don't press it or you don't apply it, it will be there. The place may be smelling bad, stuffy. But until you press the cork or you release the cork and you allow the aroma to come out, you will not enjoy it. Or when you cook your food and you lock it in that cooler and you are traveling to master, even though someone is sitting next to you is hungry, he's not even feeling it. Until you open it, they won't be able to enjoy the benefit thereof. The same way, God's glory is his manifest presence, but honor has to come before glory. And honor means to be in right standing with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so we're looking at preparing for divine encounter. That divine encounter doesn't just happen. It doesn't happen by chance. God doesn't visit a place where he's not celebrated. He is the Most High. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So you cannot just go to a place and get crushed. It is only beggars that go to places where they're not celebrated, even though they're not celebrated because of what they need. But God is the Almighty. He will never beg us. And we look at different dimensions of it, different aspects of it. I will pray that we will be able to receive the grace to set aside time to listen to those messages again so that we can benefit. Because the Bible said, faith called by hearing, not faith. Didn't say faith come by hear, even though grammatically that will not be correct. But say faith comes by hearing. Hearing again and again and again until what? Until faith. Well, the faith comes. And faith goes by not hearing too. You know, it's all opposite. Faith comes by hearing. Faith goes by not hearing. Hallelujah to Jesus. But I want to look at the concluding aspect of it today quickly because of our time. I want to look at winning the battle over your soul. Say winning the battle over my soul. The battle over our soul is a very intense battle. And it is even more serious than we think or we imagine. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
You know, when we are growing up, I think maybe some people that live in Lagos, they are privileged, they have access to maybe like four stations, I think NTA, KGR, whatever. You know what I mean? You have to be a multi-millionaire to have satellite dish then. So average people have access. And in fact, the town where I grew up, it was one station for a long time until NTA Lorry came and joined it. So the only option you have is just one. You know, hallelujah to Jesus. Even when you post letter to abroad, then you'll be expecting response maybe after 3 months. So it takes time for communication to happen. But now, if you sneeze in your room, they will know instantly in Australia. Because the thing has changed. You sit in your home now, there are satellite dish that in some places the people have access to up to 150 TV stations or radio stations that they can listen to. But what we need to also to understand is that the battle on every button you press, there's a battle for your soul in that channel that you are watching. Hallelujah. It is a great battle. And far more serious than we think. In fact, a lot of time we pray and pray and pray, and we don't understand the place of our mind in our life. If a battle that you cannot win in your mind can never be won in any other realm of existence. Like somebody said that a man that is mentally caged is going nowhere. He's going nowhere because he's mentally caged. Somebody gave the analogy of a horse and a dog. You know, horse is used to being tied down. So they took a horse and tied the horse on a chair. And they tied a dog in a very solid pole. Because the horse is used to just being tied everywhere, he didn't struggle. He was mentally caged. So he stayed there. But a dog that was tied with a very thick chain and used on a pole, he struggled and struggled until he frees himself. Because he's used to being free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A battle that you cannot win in your mind cannot be won in any realm of existence, sir. Let us look at it from this perspective. We understand that nobody knows a product more than the manufacturer. Hello? Nobody knows a product more than the manufacturer because it is the manufacturer that knows everything, every component that he puts together. He knows why he put a component A in this part and component B in the other part. You and I, we have tried it maybe sometime when you want to fix something and you say, okay, why did they do that? Let me just do it anyhow. And you discover that the result doesn't go. It doesn't work. Because the manufacturer knows why he did it that way. He knows why he made one to face angle 90. He knows why he made another one to face angle 70. If it's okay, I'm too smart, I want to do it anyhow. Okay, then you will see the result. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just like example I gave us that my boss said, okay, I want to make my phone clean very well. And he went to the bathroom, opened the tap, and said, okay, this is iPhone 4, it's very good. He started washing it. You see, even though he meant well, he was passionate, he was passionately cleaning it, but passion wasn't equal to reality. So what is the nature of man? According to the explanation or the instruction manual that the manufacturer packaged with it. Let's go to the word of God in Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 4, Jeremiah said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, in verse 5, said, before I formed thee, who formed thee?
God.
Who formed thee?
God,
Jehovah, Elohim, the self-existing one. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I, the Lord, I knew thee. He said, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, or I separated thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now, look at this response. God said, he created him, he separated him, even right from his mama's belly. Then said I, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. Imagine, being a prophet, which instrument do you need most? It's your mouth now. Because a prophet is a mouthpiece. It's just like this microphone or this speaker. It's magnifying the voice that I'm releasing. The prophet's responsibility is to magnify the word of God or the will of God for people to hear. It's a medium through which divine will or divine agenda is communicated to the people. And the instrument he is going to use is not his own rod that he goes around with. It's his mouth. And God said, I have created you to be a prophet. And you say, you have issue with the mouth. What are you saying? You are saying, Lord, are you blind? Can't you see that I have problem with my mouth? That was what he was saying. But he said, I made you. He said, then said I, Lord, God, behold, I am a prophet. He said, behold, I cannot speak. Verse 7, he said, but the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. So God is saying that I knew thee. I am the manufacturer. I knew your capacity. I knew what you can do. Hallelujah. I know what you can do. It's just like somebody that manufactured a chair, he know the size of weight that he can carry. Some people, if they sit on some chair, you will shake head for that chair. Because it will be crushed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, what I'm trying to say is that the manufacturer knows their product more than any other person. And therefore, don't let any other product tells you what you can do. Don't let any other... A doctor is another product. He cannot tell you the maximum of capacity you can carry. It's only God who is manufacturer that says it. And the doctor can say, okay, this thing is going to die. Within so some people, they said they have terminal disease. They call it terminal. But the most I said, all things are possible with me. The doctors said that, okay, before a woman can born, he has to meet the woman. But God said, Mary, no, I'm changing the order. Hallelujah. In Psalms 100 and verse 3, Psalms 100 and in verse 3, he said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. So he confirmed that God made us, we didn't make ourselves. And so if somebody will wake up and say, okay, you know, because he just feel like as if that he doesn't want to marry a man. It is a man, but he wants to marry a woman. Then he feel like that. Then he can have right to choose. To say, okay, no, he was created to marry a woman. I mean, man. Hallelujah. They are depending on other people's opinion or their own feeling. They are not depending on the manufacturer's opinion or the manufacturer's instruction that a man is created to marry a woman, not a man, or a woman is not created to marry another woman. Hallelujah. Because how were they born that way? They came born. Hallelujah to Jesus. So what I'm trying to say is that it is only the manufacturer that has the authority. And that's why when you buy a product, they will put a paper in it and say, okay, if this thing develops a fault, take it to only accredited dealer who can fix it for you. Or repairer or mechanic that can fix it for you. If you tamper with it by yourself, then you will mess it up. And then you blow the chance of getting it replaced because the guarantee will have been gone. Thank you, Jesus. Why are we saying this one? When God asks us to live a sanctified life, He is the only one that has the right or that is qualified to tell us how to do it. Holy life doesn't mean, you know, what we do according to the tradition of rule of men. I say, okay, oh, don't touch this. Oh, don't touch that. Oh, don't teach this. Of course, in order for us to live a sanctified life, we have to be separated unto the Lord. But it goes far deeper than don't touch, don't say. What then is the instruction or the advice of the manufacturer for us to live a sanctified life? Let's go to the word of God again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, He said, prove all things. Say, prove all things. To prove means to test. Confirm. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. That means for him to have asked you to prove all things, it means he has equipped you with the ability to test all things. We are living in a world, like we said, that we are bombarded here and there by information. In fact, these days, both on TV, on the internet, on all manner of media, from Facebook to Legbook or whatever book you call it, they are everywhere. Hallelujah. People send things. People send messages. In fact, now you even find it difficult. Which one should I listen to? Because all manner of doctrine, someone will tell you this is it, someone will tell you another thing. Someone will tell you I'm a prophet. Someone will tell you I'm a prophet. Then what? Which one is the right thing? So we live in a day where, in a time where we are bombarded left and right, up and down with all manner of battle over our soul. And God is saying, prove all things, test all things. He said we have to understand that the spirit of the Antichrist is already in the world. And his work is to do anything that is contrary to Christ. Or Christ's word, or what Christ will prescribe. They come with all manner of gimmicks, both in and outside the church. Doctrine that you have never even heard of before. Things that, that when you hear it in the past, you say, no, it is absolutely impossible. But it is happening now. It's happening now. Things are changing. But as the Lord liveth, you will not lose the battle over your soul in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. He said, abstain from all appearances of evil. The manufacturer is saying that if we want to live holy, you must avoid. Don't say, oh, you know, I'm a very strong person. It's just like someone that is just spending his time watching pornographic stuff. And they say, you know, I'm a very strong person. Just like one. When we were growing up, one of the guys said, okay, oh, yeah, even his girlfriend can come. They close the door. They make sure that they are praying. before they finish prayer, they have crossed to the other side. Superior. Why will you close the door in that kind of situation? You know that that's your weak point. What I'm trying to say is that God said, abstain, run. Run from it. Why? He understands how he designed you, how he packaged you. He said, abstain from all appearances of evil. How many?
All.
Everyone that you see. Every time you see something that is dangerous, he said, don't give it attention. That's the meaning. Don't say, oh, I am immune to it. You're not immune to it. The one that manufactured you said, no, do not give it attention. Anything that you know that cannot build you will not build you. Don't give it attention at all. He said, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means totally. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are we trying to say here? The manufacturer said the human being that he created has three parts. Hello? Essentially, we are spirits. The real man is invisible. We are created in the image of God. The invisible God created the invisible man. Hello? And that same invisible God created the visible earth or visible realm called the earth, the universe that we are, I mean, part of the universe where we are living in right now. He then packaged that invisible man in a visible body. Hello? And said, he wants his will to be done on earth. And he then set aside a part of that spirit, that invisible man, called soul. Say soul. So we are spirit beings. We live in this physical body and we have soul. Hello? Hello? So I cannot see the real you. The real you is invisible. Hello? The real you is invisible. You are a spirit being that is living in a body, and you have a soul. This is a teaching this morning. So pay attention, even if you need to stand up, to maintain this word so that you can understand. Because when you get this secret, I'm telling you, the hold of the devil in your life is over forever. Thank you, Jesus. So we are spirit beings. We live in a physical body, and we have soul. And our soul, you know, the soul of man comprises of what? Our will, our emotion. Hello? The soul of man compared of three. Your will, your mind, and your emotions. Hello? What is it? Your soul comprises of what? Your will, your mind, and emotion. What do you use your will for? Your will is a decision center. You say, okay, this day I want to buy a red tie. You make a decision. Hello? It is your soul that you use for that. Your body cannot recognize it. Hello? Even though your eye sees it, it takes the thing, the image. Your eye is just a camera that is able to take to transmit the signal to your brain. Your brain takes it to your soul. It is the soul that says, okay, this is red. Then I want it. I go for it. Hello? So you use your will for to make on making decision, and you use your mind. Say the mind. You use the mind for it's the center of intelligence. That's where you store your information. That's when they are teaching you how to repair bicycle. They are teaching you how to drive. They are teaching you how to do things, how to be an engineer, or how to be a doctor, how to calculate. You use your mind for that. That's why when people are misbehaving, they say he has lost his mind. Hello? You know, when somebody is having problem with the brain, when he's misbehaving, a mad person, the part of his body, of his being that is having problem, it's not his body. You can see that he has his two hands. He has his two legs. He can walk. His physical senses are working. That's why you remember say that it's not when you beat a madman that they recognize, you say, dear, call up Abu Lara Weary. You know, when a madman is misbehaving, no matter how crazy a madman is, if you give him koboko, he run. Because the feeling is still working. Hello? He has emotion. They can cry. Hello? They can shout. They can even appreciate. They can come and beg. That's why some of them come and beg for money. Please, can I have some 5 francs to eat? He has feeling. Hello? And he has will. His will can say, okay, I'm going to Sponga. I'm going to work. I will not take it to train. That is will. That is his decision. But the problem that he has is that his mind, you see, it has scattered. He has lost the ability to organize the information and use it for something where for good decision. That's why they call it, he has lost his mind. You will never lose your mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your children will not be found in psychiatric hospital in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a very important part of your body. And that's why Jesus was saying here, he said that he will sanctify you wholly, totally. peace, soul, and body. So now, understanding this thing that our soul is so important. The battle over your soul is so intense. Because heaven cannot, will not do anything here on earth without your soul. It's not possible. He has made a law when he was making man. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the air, over everything over the earth, but not over every other person, not even over. So God will not override your will. He said in the book of Philemon, he said, without your mind, without your consent, I can do nothing. God will not do anything except through the will of man, the soul of man. Hello? Even Jesus came. What did he do? Is that Bible says, I am preaching there about the kingdom of God. Is there repent? What does it mean to repent? To repent means to change your mind. Hello? Forget about all these religious things. You see, the religious people, they make it so big. As if it's something special. No. Even though it's special, but it's so simple. That's why, you know, one of the reasons why they couldn't understand Jesus was that he made everything so simple. His life was supposed to be simple, sir. To repent means to change your mind. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want us to understand this very well. That human beings, we are triune. We are spirits. Hello? We live in the body and we have our soul. And in our soul is divided into three compartments, which is our mind, our will, and our emotion. Emotion is your feeling. Emotion is when you are happy. Hey, emotion, you use your emotion for that. When you are sorrowful, you say, you are less sin. Everybody wants to say in Swedish. It is his emotion. You know? So kids, when they play, they say, it's burning. Yet he throw kids in there. I say, hey, why? Because the emotion, his feeling is telling him that this looks burning now. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Why do we need to look at this? We need to understand the complexity of the nature of our soul so that we can be able to checkmate the devil. We can be able to block him. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. The will of man is so powerful that no any other being, including God, can overrun your will. That's the truth. God, any spirit that is trying to overrun your will is not the spirit of God. That's why the Bible says that the spirit of the prophet is subject unto the prophet. Hello? Anywhere you go, any church you go, and you say, okay, come and give right now. If you don't give now, this opportunity is going. Easy, they are lying. Hello? God will never override your will, sir. That's why the Bible, when you're talking about the offering, he said, first of all, be a willing heart. Your will has to be released first. That is how you will receive the blessing. Otherwise, you will just waste your seed, sir. Hello? God will never. He has created you in his image. He will never override your will. He said, I cannot do anything for you. That was why Jesus told them. He said, pray that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God will not come and build any cathedral here. God will not come and buy any car here. A spirit cannot do that. So forget about all this drama that we have watched back home. They say, okay, a demon is going go to the market. A demon is selling food. A demon is not selling food. They're lying. There is no biblical backing for it, sir. Before a demon can do anything, he needs a body. If God, as mighty as he is, cannot do it without a body, why will the devil? Devil is a fallen angel, sir. You see, all manner of this thing that is not doesn't have foundation in the scripture, don't let them use it to deceive you, sir. You say, it's all his money is disappearing. Somebody is taking it. Yes, you are mismanaging it. Hello? Hello? Thank you, Jesus. Like I said in Philemon, he said, but without thy mind, I will do nothing. Like, remember, we started by saying that no one knows a product like the manufacturer. Every people's opinion cannot cancel the word of God. And God the Almighty said, I cannot do anything for you without their consent. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, let's go there, sir. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 11. Hallelujah. He said, now therefore performing in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 11. Say now therefore performing the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. He said, for if there be first, say first. First, a willing mind. Willing what? A willing mind. It is accepted according to that a man has. Not talking about offering. He said, if you are willing, it is accepted according to what you have, not according to what you don't have. Don't let anybody manipulate you. See, and let's be very, very careful. You know, some of these fake prophets back home, especially, they have mixed our people to the extent that they don't have anything to make anymore. Now they are focusing on people in the diaspora. They are focusing on people that are abroad. So they tell you, oh, don't worry, I'll pray for you, I prophesy, send so money. In fact, there was a time somebody that I had an encounter with here, they collected from her up to $5,000. It got to a point that I had to, they said, give me the phone, let me speak to the guy in Abuja. I said, no, this is a daughter of Zion. If you call her again to ask for money, the judgment as of God will cut off your head. That was why when the president stopped troubling this woman here in Sweden. You see, they are making it. They tell you now, you know, you have a problem. No, don't worry. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Yes. Be careful, sir. Be careful. Any servant of God that is not willing to teach you the way to what to do to provoke the need of your blessing is a thief. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let them take advantage of you. If you do it, it's not God's fault, sir. They are using all manner of gimmicks to manipulate people's mind, to steal from them. But you will not be a victim in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, Philippians 2:12, he said, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. So he was telling them that don't let anybody force you. You see, most of the time, I'll be telling people, most of the mistakes we make, you know that it always comes when we have very short time to think. Why is 419 coming? He will tell you, no. You know, there's a business right now. If you don't invest right now, how the opportunity will go, invest now. But before you think, bam, you write, you give him your check. And the money disappears. They don't give you time. Anytime you are under pressure, because the word of God said, according to the book of Psalms, he said, he leadeth up beside the still water, not beside the turbulent water. Anytime you see that your mind is troubled concerning something, tell them, wait, sir. If you can't wait, let him go. Because if a door closed, Bible said they will come against you in one way and will flee in seven ways. That means seven doors will open, sir. Don't let anybody manipulate you. Anyone that says, no, don't think. They are thieves. They want to take advantage of you because that is the work of the devil. He wants to manipulate you. He doesn't want to give you time to use your God-given mind to think well and get your promise, your benefit. You will not be deceived in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a link between your soul and where you end up in life. Hello? You see, we are praying, oh God. Take me to high place. You won't go to high place if you are not taking the step that will take you to high place. That was one of the things that the acting president said in Nigeria recently, that some people are saying something against him. He said, yes, he's a pastor. We have been praying and praying. Nigeria must grow. But if you're not taking steps that will make Nigeria to change, nothing will happen. You will pray for eternity. God will not come and build the central bank. God will not come and build express for us. He has given us bread so that we can give him rest. Hello? God will not come and teach you how to be a medical doctor, sir. You have to acquire with your mind. Open your mind to him. Hallelujah. Let's look at it from this perspective. You know, when your mind receives information, what does it do with it? You know, your mind has the ability to acquire information. That's why you go to school. They teach you in SFE how to read ABCD. They teach you mathematics in the school. They teach you all manner of things, how to put them together, isn't it? But what do you do with them? You roll it over. You think, you use them as a thinking material. Your mind was created to think. Hello? It's a thinking machine. So when they say, okay, somebody has problem with his head because he's thinking too much, it's not true. It's because it's of anxiety. Thinking is not, it doesn't equal to anxiety. Thinking means using information, rearranging it in orderly manner so that you can use it and put it together to achieve something that you want. Thank you, Jesus. So when you use your mind to think, you will end up taking an action, isn't it? That's why it says, sow a thought, you will reap an action. Say, when you sow an action, you will reap a habit. Because if you do something now, you do it again and again and again. It becomes habitual. It becomes something that you do without even thinking about it. Isn't it? When you sow a habit, you will reap a character. Hello? And when you sow a character, you will sow a destiny. So where you will end up determines on how you are thinking. That's why the Bible says that as a man thinketh, so is he. It is not a gift, it is a choice, sir. Hello? The continent we are in right now didn't become what they are right now by chance, but not by prayer. No, they acted in line with it. They utilized their mind, put all the knowledge together, made research to work, to improve. What do we do? This thing has been producing 100%, but we want it to increase. What do we need to do? What do we need to remove? What do we need to add to make it work? That's how they arrive at where they are right now. Hallelujah. Forget about all this believing, all this enchantment, nothing. Of course, there are enchantment, there are divination. But what I'm trying to say is that what you do will determine where you end up. How you think. That was what the Bible said. And not even just the Bible. Jesus, the Master himself, the God that became flesh, said, as a man thinketh, so is he. What you are thinking is where you, will take you to where you are supposed to be, according to your thought. You cannot be taking failure and be a successful person. It's not possible. Hallelujah. You cannot be full of thinking and be living your holy life. It's not possible. It's not possible. So it is not an issue of faith. You know, you cannot lay hand on person to chase away a bad habit, smoking from him, for example. You can put a drum load of anointing oil in him. He will still go back to smoking. You have to get to the root of it. How? How did it come in the first instance? It came from the realm of thought. And until you go to that place to remove it, let's look at it this way. You know, our mind is divided into two parts. We have the conscious and the subconscious mind. The conscious mind, when you receive information, just once. But that's why maybe somebody called you and gave you his number. Just once. It goes. But you discover that a number that you call regularly, it will get to a time when you don't even need to think about it. Hallelujah. Amen. It just comes. Or your password that you have been using, you didn't take any conscious step to memorize your password, isn't it? But because you are using it again and again, repetition, you are using it again and again, it goes to the subconscious, just like your computer. You know, when you click download and when you visit some site, you know, your computer downloads some things. When you hear something again and again and again, it's being repeated again and again, it will get to your subconscious mind. It has been downloaded there. So every of our habits is being downloaded in our subconscious mind. If you want to uproot that ungodly habit, you have to go to the subconscious mind to uproot it. Otherwise, you will pray and fast. You know, there was a time somebody came to our house in Lagos there. He said, they are doing deliverance for you. I said, deliverance for what? He said, okay, I'm sorry, you. But you'll be disappointed. He said, why? He said, Pastor, you should encourage me. I said, I won't encourage you because this one, they cannot lay hand on you to cast this out of you. You have to go to the root. This has been downloaded in your subconscious mind. You see, I've seen people who lie even without planning it. Hello? You are talking with them just with this bit of second before you even think he's already lying. That habit is rooted in the subconscious mind, sir. Thank you, Jesus. I don't get anything from this. So what we need to understand is that our mind is so powerful. That's why the battle for our soul is so important. You sit down, you watch that thing and again. He said faith comes by hearing. See, something you hear again and again. It goes to the subconscious mind. You see yourself just reacting the way Jesus would have reacted because you have been hearing the word of Jesus. But if you keep on hearing the lies of the enemy, you will react the way Satan would have reacted. Thank you, Jesus. See, Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 33. Matthew 12, 33. Thank you, Jesus. He said, either make the tree good, and its fruit shall be good. Who said that one? You see that it's written with red. Who said it? Jesus himself. He said, make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Or else, make the tree corrupt, and its fruit corrupt.
For the tree is known by its fruit. It's the old generation of viper. You know viper? that terrible snake. It's the old generation of viper. How can ye, being evil, speak good things? He says it's not possible. What makes them evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You see, the word heart there is your subconscious mind. He said that you have loaded evil things in your subconscious mind. There is no way you can speak good. Because out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaketh. Hello? Out of the abundance of your mind, deep down your mind, that's what your mouth will say. That's why you see when something happens, bam, it's very urgent. Somebody will say, instead of saying, Jesus, have your way, say, hey, Mugbeo, I die. And then, and truly, we die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He said, a good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. He said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. So Jesus was telling them, he said, the real thing is make the heart. That's Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Matthew 12, 33 to 37. He said, they are viper, not because they are snakes physically. No. He said, the content of their mind or their heart has made a viper or a snake out of them. They have loaded evil. See, anything that gets into your subconscious mind is hooked there. And we take the word of God to expose it and to replace it. That's the truth. That's why, you know, about 2 Sundays ago, when we were talking about this same subject, I said, it is not according to your tradition. It is not according to your feeling. It is not according even to your religious affiliation. It is only the word of God. That was why that scripture in Psalm 119 said, thy word have I hid in my heart. That word heart there is your my subconscious mind. Let's go back there. Psalm 119. He said in verse 10. He said, with my whole heart. That whole heart is my mind. He said, with my whole mind have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Verse 11. He said, thy word have I hid in my mind. So the word, see, when you load your mind with the word of God and hear it again and again and again and again, it will be downloaded in your subconscious mind that you discover that even without thinking, you'll be reacting, God will have reacted. Then you will go to hospital, they will tell you something. You will say, no, it is written. Hallelujah. Just like a time when I gave the example that I went to the hospital and the doctor said, oh, your son had chicken pox. And she started doing trouble. Oh, hey, went to the internet and put a paper. And I took the paper. Once we left the office, I tore it into pieces. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I'm tearing this paper, I decree that the hold of chicken pox upon this son's life. See, that was the last spot he had. Hello? It was in Naka here. This is the same somewhere. Do you see any kind of chicken pox on his face now? Nothing like that. I would have said, I would have going around everywhere celebrating. Say, I call Pastor Robert. Pastor Robert, his son, he said, my son has chicken pox. Oh, ever made by drug. No. I say, I refuse. Would Jesus be crying if they tell him that, okay, your brother has no sperm can? He said, no. No sperm can't get. Only one sperm is needed for a baby. So what are you telling? You crying for what? You see, you would naturally react Jesus the way Jesus would have reacted if we have loaded the word, if you have listened again and again to that word in such a way that it has been downloaded. So that when you have one area of your life where you are struggling, go for the word in that area. You see that you are struggling with your health. It simply means that you have to spend time listening to scriptures and messages about what your right in Christ teaches about your health. And when your heart has downloaded it in such a way that you will react. You see, when a lion is sleeping, an antelope said, hey, hey, lion, and he wakes up, will he be crying? No! The instinct in him says, now, this is food, grab it. The same way, when you have loaded your system in such a way that when any devil shows up, you what? You roar. You roar instantly. But you cannot roar. You know, Yoruba said that
You cannot just go and challenge somebody. If you are not loaded inside, then who born you? You won't do that. But when you see a small boy challenging a old man, there is something in him that is pushing him. Hello? Emotion cannot handle that at that level. Inside, he knows right down inside him that no, I don't belong to the pizza. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What are we trying to say? In closing, let's just close there. But what we need to understand is that if you want to live a sanctified life, beware what you hear. Beware of the movies you watch. Even beware of the messages of whom you listen to. There are many antichrist prophets in the world today that are lying. Beware, sir. Anyone that is telling you something and cannot substantiate it in the scripture, say no. Okay, I heard. Hello? Don't spend your time, because the way you are created, the way you are wired, everything you hear goes to your mind. You know, it's just like if I take ordinary rod and I scratch that screen, first scratch, it may not show enough anything. But if I continue again and again and again, it will start making marks. First of all, small mark, until I'll be able to penetrate it and get to the wall. The same thing, everything you hear, first of all, in your mind, it doesn't stay that much. That's why you can forget it easily. But when something gets to your subconscious mind, you can't forget it. Hello? You know, just like when you have something in your computer and it's been downloaded, you may not even know where you save it or the name that you used to save the thing. But it's still there. That's why, and that's what viruses do. They go to hide. You don't know it's there. But once you press something, it shows up. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. What are we trying to talk about? If you want to live holy, please, sir, please, ma'am, pay attention to the word of God. Any friend that you call that doesn't have good news for you, don't call him. Friendship is by choice, not by force. Hello? Friendship is by choice, not by force. Don't come in and start going the same direction with you. Don't follow him. Because this is a person that you are saying, okay, I don't want to offend him, and you are still following him. When you crash, he will still go and laugh and tell people, say, he's mumu. So don't follow him. Don't follow him, sir. Anyone that you call and didn't say, hallelujah, brothers, blah, blah, sister, you know what the Lord told me day for yesterday? This is it. That is not given to sharing the revelation, the truth with you. Don't call them. Don't let them drag you to the pit. Because someone that is already in the pit, he has advantage with what? Gravity. So it's so easy to drag you in. So don't let him. That's what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 1. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the way of the sinner, in the seat of the scornful. He said, but his delight is in the law, or in the word of God. He said, in that word will he meditate day and night. And what will be the result of it? He said, thank you, Jesus. When he maintained, he said, it shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Whether it is summer, whether it is where there's economic depression or not, it doesn't make a difference. He said, as long as he's meditating on the word of God will transform. That's why the Bible says in the book of, Romans chapter 12. Yes, Romans 12, where it said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Brethren, this is the secret, sir. You know, your mind is a thinking machine. It cannot stay empty at any time. Just like when a room is dark, you don't say, okay, I want to introduce light. Let me first of all go and start removing the darkness with shovel. Darkness go, light is coming. No. If one will remove darkness, what do? You bring in the light. The same way, you cannot say, okay, darkness, go out of my mind. No. You bring in the light so that the light will chase away the darkness. The lies that are abiding in your subconscious mind cannot just be removed and say, okay, and leave your mind empty. If you leave your mind empty, that's what they try to do when they do yoga. You know, when they say meditation, they say blank, close your eyes. Imagine you are in South Korea now, drinking Coca-Cola, and you open your mind, bam, they release devil. They think they are doing exercise. They are not doing exercise, so they are releasing demon into their lives. So, but the reality is that You remove, you release the word of God. The word of God, the light, will naturally choke off or drown that darkness out of your life. That's how it works. That's why he said he will meditate day and night. You are driving. You are walking. You are cycling. You are home every time. You see, bury yourself around the word of God. I'm telling you that your life will naturally change, sir. It will naturally change. After I've shared with you many times, say, we'll pray in Jesus' name. The Jewish that is pursuing me. Die. Okay, die. You finish the all-night prayer. Following day, you wake up and you are still afraid. For just one light from the book of Revelation said, I'm seated in heaven, far above principalities and power. Honestly, I can slap any witch per second, sir. No matter his color, no matter his race. Because witch doesn't have, it cannot even compare with you. You are sitting in Christ Jesus, sir. That is light. And how do you get that? Revelation. Where is revelation? In your mind. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's give him thanks for the light of the word of God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks. Jesus said in Matthew 16:6, he said, then Jesus said unto them, said, take heed, beware of living of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Hallelujah. In Mark 4:24, he said, I said unto them, take heed what you hear. Who said it? Jesus said that, told them, said, take heed what you hear. He said, take heed what you hear. See, there are some music. They are danceable, but they are full of junks. It's not every music they label gospel that is gospel. So be sensitive. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's give him adoration. Let's magnify him and say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for the revelation of the truth. Thank you for the mind of Christ that we possess. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give adoration. Oh, be magnified. Be exalted. Be lifted high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me read the scripture for us before we dispatch and before we go home. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, if you are able to open it, please let's open. Sorry for taking your time. It's a very important scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting from verse 1. Hallelujah. Are we there? Let me wait for us so that we can, and if possible, you can mark it in your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians 10, starting from 1. It said, now, say now.
No.
Say now, I Paul myself beseech you. What does it mean to beseech somebody? I beg you with all my heart. He said, I beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence I'm based among you. That means I'm the lowest. But being upset, I'm bold towards you. He said, but I beseech you, see, repeat it again, I beg you, that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some. We think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. Now, so look at it. It said in verse 3, which is our emphasis. It said, for though we walk in the flesh, or that means the physical, we do not war after the flesh, or after the physical. Why? He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. He said that the weapon of our warfare, because we have been to places, they've taught us that when we want to pray, or when we are doing deliverance, there are demons, things like monkeys that are jumping around. It's not true. Hello? Demons don't operate that way. Those are demons that we manufacture by ourselves, and they are happy because we've been deceived. Do you know that even when the devil came to the garden, what did he do? Where did he target? He didn't grab the man in his hand now. He didn't grab him in the physical. No. He went to his mind. He went through a snake and gave him information in his mind. He said to his mind, just like somebody call you through phone, or you watch it on TV, or a friend call you, and he said, do you know that has God spoken to you that company will touch all the part of the earth? He said, yes, he has said it. But he told you not to do something. Yes, he told me not to corner. Don't mind God, though. He doesn't want that company to go very fast. I have a suggestion for you. There is somebody that will help you change the figure. Let's go to him. And he will point to the presence of God. That was what he did for the man. He spoke to his man and said, did God ask you not to eat that fruit? He said, yes, sir. That God now, he doesn't want you to be like him. That's why. He said, it's true. I will eat it. So what he did? He went to his mind. That was what Paul is saying here. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, that we are physical beings, but we do not walk against physical being. For the weapon of our warfare are not physical, but they are mighty through pulling down of strongholds. Where are those strongholds? He said, casting down imagination. What is imagination? Thinking. Hello? That's what he did. He said, casting down imagination and every thought that exhausted itself against knowledge of God. So we've been taught that those strongholds say, the stronghold in your life, in Jesus' name, die, he's not dying. He said, have you not noticed? See, we have to be realistic. When somebody says you pray in a particular pattern and you're not getting results, think, is it true or is it just religion? You know, religion has taught us, say, no, don't ask questions, no, don't believe everything. No, God didn't. God said, come, let's reason together. God did not ask us not to ask questions. Abraham was relating with God. He was asking questions. But when God was saying, do you ask questions? No. Even when he came to Mary, Mary didn't say, I'm a mumu. No, Mary said, how will it happen? He said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow. He said, now you are talking. Otherwise, I don't want to abhor any demon that will make me spiritual pregnancy. You. No. No. He said, the Holy Spirit, he said, I accept it. So ask questions, sir. If it's not clear to you, Lord, what I say. And that's why the greatest prayer you can pray is a prayer of inquiry. Lord, what step must I take for this marriage to work? Lord, according to your word, I look at the scripture. You said, if I serve you, I shall be the head and not the tail. This career doesn't look as if it's working. What am I missing? They will say, my son, this is it. Take step in this way. That is the real prayer. That's why he said in Jeremiah 33:33, he said, ask you, sir, seek ye, you will find. Say, that's the greatest prayer. In fact, that's the essence of fasting. Any fasting that is not involving asking questions is a religious exercise. Hallelujah. You know, people say, okay, I'm not fasting. Say, naked fasting. You look at yourself. You don't study the scripture. You don't talk to God. You have wasted the time. You have gone to McDonald's and eat and enjoy yourself, sir. Ask questions. Go and check every fasting in the scripture. You say, but Lord, what are you saying? Jesus went to the mountain. Lord, how will I be able to fulfill this thing? The Pharisees are angry. The Sadducees are not, they don't like me. Lord, show me the way. I'm not showing. And he came back. Bible said he was empowered afresh. You'll be empowered afresh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. They're not physical, but it is to put a strong goal or every imagination, every mindset that's not in line with the will of God. We have the will of God. And bringing them into captivity. Every thought. Which part of your body do you use to think? Is it your hand? No. It's not even your brain. You know, we use the brain that we are saying, use your brain. It's not your physical brain, no. No. It is your mind. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We receive the grace to maximize our minds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The battle over our souls will not be lost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The devil will not hijack our souls in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We come against every activity of the spirit of error. We come against every activity of the spirit of arrogance and pride in our lives. Lord, the grace to submit ourselves, to humble ourselves, that we can comply with your word and walk according to your way. Let it be released afresh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
At this moment, every connection that we have with satanic agents, be it friends, be it media, be it anyone that want to snatch us from you, that want to take over our souls, we decree a severance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, let every ungodly thought be removed and be replaced with the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive the grace to pay attention to the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The grace to meditate in the word of God day and night so that we will end up and we will emerge as giants in the kingdom. Let it be released afresh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You said to the children of Israel, and in particular, you said to Joshua, you said, if you want to prosper, if you want to be successful, he said, meditate in the word day and night, and you will have good success. Lord, the grace to meditate only in the word or on the word. Lord, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, as this month is drawing to a close, baptize us afresh with the grace for holiness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We will not take a step that will wreck our destinies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We will not take a step that will lead us into the grave in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The place that we will go, that we will not come back, we will never go there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word that we will speak, that will destroy our destiny, we will not speak in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We commit our children into your able hands, O God.
Amen.
Your word said they are the arrows in the hand of the mighty man. And therefore, O God, as we are shaping their life, as we are helping them, grooming them with the word of God, they will end up as giants in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will not end up as source of concern in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our children will not be found in the mortuary in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our children will not be found in psychiatric hospital in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our children will not be found in prisons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will be found in the palaces of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will become kings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will emerge as governors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will emerge as owners of companies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We commit our brethren who are not here unto your able hands, O God. Let your grace abound unto them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We commit every member and partner of this ministry unto your able hands, O God. Let the mandate of restoration, let it speak in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Indeed, this year will not end without us sharing our testimony of divine enlightenment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' Hallelujah. Most precious name we have prayed.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.